Welcome back again. This is the Skulls Cast, and my name is Kaz.
This is Medibot.
And we continue episode 35 with what we're calling episode 36, the continued set review of M13. It always takes us longer to do these than I really think, but we'll get through the second
faster.
Half. Get through all of them.
Let's starting go faster with... now, faster. Even faster! Black cards! Blood Reckoning! 3 and a black, enchantment. Whenever a creature attacks you or a planeswalker you control, that creature's controller loses one life.
It's a pretty serious card. I wouldn't want more than one, and it can definitely win you the race and ward off a lot of attackers.
Good versus the weenie strategy. Not so impressive versus the I have a 8-8 trampling strategy.
Pretty bad versus exalted.
Yikes. Next up, Bloodhunter Bat. 3 and a black, 2-2 bat with flying. When it enters the battlefield, target player loses 2 and you gain 2. I'm getting flashbacks to that Orzhov guy.
Yeah, speaking of winning races, this guy is really good.
Blind Hunter. Swing, 2 in the air.
Like Blind Hunter. Yeah, Blind Hunter bat. Was. Yeah. That guy was great, and this guy is really good. Play this.
Pretty happy to play a bunch of these. He's a cunt.
Yeah, no kidding. This is like the Mistraven of the set, I think.
Think
four
so?
Mana, yeah, 4-mana 2-2 flying at common that does something that I really like. Yeah.
Could be. We'll see. Next up, Bloodthrone Vamp.
A reprint.
Next up, Cower in Fear.
That's new.
One in double black, instant. Creatures your opponents control get -1/-1 until end of turn.
And then you get to cast it and say, Cower in Fear!
I think that's good for the game of Magic.
That's
to make you want to
good.
Announce your spells.
I rather like this spell. This is really good.
It is sometimes a one-sided sweep, and that's going to feel real good.
Oh, yeah.
Blowing up 2 or more creatures with this gives you that good black mage kind of feeling.
Yeah, and it's also a good foil to the white spell from before that's like creatures you control get +1/+1.
Yeah.
And this teaches new players what, you know, like the relative strengths of those kinds of effects.
Yes.
It's neat.
I'd be pretty happy to run probably just one of these. Side in the second if they're heavy on weenies.
Yeah, seriously.
Crippling Blight is our next card. Black, aura, enchant creature. Enchanted creature gets -1/-1, and can't block. Bolt the bird.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a very real spell in Limited, and one of the reasons why one toughness creatures are not that good. Like... Yeah, you play as many of these as you like, you probably won't be sad.
Next up, Dark Favor.
A reprint.
Next up, Diabolic Revelation. Speaking of codes that fill your brain with amazing knowledge, 3 double black and X for a sorcery. Search your library for up to X codes and put those codes into your hand, then shuffle your library.
In general, I don't like tutor effects, so I have that reservation against this. I don't really like cards that have X and other numbers in their costs, because those are very confusing, and usually weak. And this is those, too. However, I'll forgive this spell for existing, because this goes directly into EDH.
Yes.
And lives there forever.
These flaming skulls are telling this man everything he wants to hear.
And many things that I'm sure he doesn't.
Amazing knowledge, Kaz.
Oh boy.
Next up, Disciple of Bolas. 3 and a black. 2. Oh god. Why did they name him Bolas? 2/1 human wizard. When Disciple of Bolas enters the battlefield, sacrifice another creature. You gain X life and draw X cards, where X is that creature's power.
Very unfortunately, you cannot sacrifice him.
Yes.
If you could sacrifice him, I would unreservedly say, this is a great wizard. As it stands... Oh, wait, maybe that's a she. Ugh.
Can't tell. Not important.
Well, anyway. This enters the battlefield, you sacrifice another creature. Great. If only it had Flash, this would be excellent. If only it had something... This is next door to an excellent card.
What's next door to excellent? Is good next door to excellent?
I think it's good. I think having one of these in your limited deck is pretty good. I would not want more than one, and I would not pick this very highly. I would not first pick this as a rare. I would not rare draft this either. This isn't making a splash anywhere.
They used up this great name that could have been like on a different color code where it's just really good at fighting with bolos.
Four mana is just too much for that. Four mana 2/1 that does that? No. A 2-mana 2/1 who does that would be comparable to Dark Confidant.
Yes.
And then we'd be like, oh yeah. And it would still be worse than Dark Confidant, and therefore within power level, so what the heck?
Next up, Disentomb.
Reprint.
Next up, Duress.
Another reprint, and I'm glad to see it around.
Next up, Duskmantle Prowler. 3 and a black for a 2/2 Vampire Rogue with Haste and Exalted.
Black is the only color that can get the combination of Haste and Exalted, so they decided to print it that way.
There you go. Definitely a Vampire Ninja up there. But you can't say Ninja Vampire outside ninja. Of Kamigawa. Let's be real here. That's a Ninja. Seems pretty okay.
No, it's good.
Haste. Exalted. Haste and Exalted. I mean, if you just drop him and swing in with him, that's a hasty...
The owls are exactly as they seem here. Mm-hmm. Let's move along.
Dutybound Dead. Black. For a 0/2 skeleton with Exalted, 3 and a black regenerate Dutybound Dead.
He has a first life as just adding one power to your board, and a second life as being this unsolvable blocker who adds one power to your board.
He is a 1-mana source of Exalted.
Yeah, he can also attack as a 1/3.
Yeah.
So that's good. This is a good little guy.
Yeah, that's...
I like
put it that way. Play the skeleton.
I miss reassembling skeleton, but...
We all miss reassembling skeleton.
Not far off. Next up.
Next up is Essence Drain.
A reprint.
Next up is I Am a Member of the Giant Scorpion Fan Club.
A reprint, and we are members of the Giant Scorpion Fan Club. We love
Play Giant Scorpion.
Play Giant Scorpion.
Next up... Hobo Bandit. Hobo Bandit, Hobo Bandit, Hobo Bandit.
Harbor
2 and a black
Harbor
for a 2/2 human rogue who gets +1/+1 as long as you control an island. 1 and a blue, it is unblockable this turn.
Yeah, like the others in the cycle, this guy is rather good.
Yeah. You know, starts off as a Grey Ogre, turns into a 3/3 potentially unblockable, strokes chin thoughtfully. Next up, Knight of Infamy. 1 and a black for a 2/1 human knight, protection from white and exalted.
It's the foil to the white hat from before. Yeah. Oily mustache guy, and this guy's much better. There's a lot of white removal that he dodges, and exalted is a better plan in black than it is in white. Cause black individual powerful creatures.
Exalted pretty good with Hybrid Bandit.
Yeah.
Next up, Liliana of the Dark Realms. 2 and double black for a planeswalker named Liliana. Starts with 3 loyalty. +1, search your library for a swamp. Reveal it, put it in your hand, shuffle. -3, target creature gets +X/+X or -X/-X until end of turn, where X is the number of swamps you control. -6, you get an emblem with swamps you control have tap, add 4 black to your mana pool. So
swamps,
all those
swamps,
say swamps, 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 swamps,
swamps, swamps.
Sort of the black version of Koth in that regard.
Yeah.
Also 4 mana.
Liliana of the Hammer.
Liliana
of
the really terrible.
Yeah, she's kind of bad. She effectively has 4 abilities rather than 3, just because the middle one acts like two different abilities.
Choose.
You very rarely want to use both. She can kill something right away.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
She can just be a 4-mana removal spell.
And that's okay. I mean,
That's alright.
She's going to see... people are going to play her in Standard and in other things because she's a 4-mana Planeswalker. People played Nissa Ravain for the same reason. And she's about as good.
Swamp, swamp, swamp. If they reprint the Ravduels, she'll be realer.
Yeah,
Because then more good things will say the word swamp on them.
Yeah.
It doesn't say basic swamp. I'm not impressed. People say, oh, every time it shows up, and be like, oh man, mono black control, guys.
Oh
no,
my God.
Get out.
No,
next card. Liliana Shade. 2 and double black, 1/1 shade. When it enters the battlefield, you may search your library for a swamp, reveal it, put it in your hand, shuffle up. Black 2 is a shade, it pumps. +1/+1 until end of turn.
Well, it's not the worst shade ever.
No.
in getting a swamp is pretty
good.
It
does get you that swamp, actually. Which is like drawing a card.
Yeah. No, that's very like a card. So it sort of replaces itself and sort of feeds into its own ability, and for that it's really neat. Again, I wouldn't want a lot of this guy. I would like it, though, to have, like, a pair of sunglasses on. That would be really great. And then, like, just put an S next to that.
Liliana Shades.
Liliana Shades. And then it doesn't matter what the creature is, it's wearing Liliana Shades.
Yeah. That'll be an equipment in the next set.
Ooh, maybe we can, like, get a copy of Liliana and put Deal With It Shades on her.
Yeah.
That'd be excellent.
Next up, Mark of the Vampire. 3 and a black, or enchant creature, it gets +2/+2, and lifelink.
This is also a considerable aura because it does something good for you right away.
Yes.
Because you'll, like, get a beefier creature and immediately gain some life out of it from attacking,
yes.
Ideally. Don't want, like, a lot of these, but it's a pretty good aura.
I guess they've been making auras a little bit better.
Yeah.
Just being willing to push that power level, understanding that there is the inherent cost. Next up, Mind Rot.
That's a reprint.
Next up, Murder. 1, double black, instant, destroy, target, creature.
That's all it says on it, and that's all it needs to say. I'm really glad they made this spell.
Murder. Just
really
a
happy
guy with
that
a sword through him.
Named it Murder. I murder your guy.
Murder your dude.
Yes, you
we
do.
We were already saying it. Make it the official rules text. Next up, aw yeah. Mutilate.
Mutilate is a reprint, and another reason that we don't get Day of Judgment in this set. It's in black! It's called Mutilate! This is one of the cards that can make mono-black control actually a thing.
I do love Mutilate.
This is a reason to have lots of swamps in your deck. It's a good card. Next up.
Next up, Nephalox, Overlord of Grixis. 4 and double black for a 5/5 legendary demon with flying and exalted. Whenever Nephalox, Overlord of Grixis, attacks alone, defending players sacrifices a creature.
Yeah, so the bombiest of bombs.
Flashbacks to the Thrax.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, basically just independently excellent and great, and great.
Yeah, he starts out as a dragon, and then he gets better, and that's very, very good and limited. He might even be good enough to replace the Titans. I mean, there aren't going to be any more Titans because they got rid of Titans, but yeah.
Let's see.
Dragons.
Very strong. Phylactery Lich is our next card. It's a reprint.
I'm sad, though. I mean, he never got his day in the sun, and he probably is never going to.
Next up, Public Execution. 5 and a black, instant, destroy target creature and opponent controls. Each other creature that player controls gets -2/-0 until end of turn.
Yet another unconditional kill spell that black gets. So, yeah, I'd like that. I'm willing to pay 6 for that.
Yeah, because that's like kill a guy plus fog most of the time. So when you put it like that, you're paying 5 for your unconditional kill.
I mean, no, really, in limited...
Yeah.
I would pay 6 mana for just the text to destroy target creature. I really would. And this is better than that, because it's an instant and it has more upsides to it. So this is a fine card.
Next up, Ravenous Rats. Aw, yeah.
It's a reprint and a good one.
Next up, Rise from Your Grave.
Also a reprint and the de facto reanimation spell for a long time coming.
Yes. Next up, Servant of Nephalox. 2 and a black for a 3/1 human cleric with Exalted.
And that's it. This is a really good card. What the heck?
Just power.
Yeah. Give me
idiot,
power.
Power. Punching. Idiot. Idiot. Next up, Shimmian Spectre.
Yep, that's a reprint from Future Sight.
Whoa, is that allowed? Does that mean this was the future?
No. This was one of the, like, non-future-y cards from Future Sight.
Didn't notice this back when I looked at it before. I think that person is riding on a skull.
Yeah. No, definitely.
I love it. Next up, Sign in Blood.
Reprint?
Yes.
Yep.
Tormented Soul, another reprint.
It's a reprint, and it's weird that it's still here, because this was meant to enable Bloodthirst, which no longer exists.
Yes.
So
but I guess it's also hilarious with Exalted?
I guess. It's not as good, though.
Yeah. Next up, Vampire Nighthawk.
A reprint and an incredible one. This is going to be in standard decks for a long time. This is a new fact of life. You are now playing against Vampire Nighthawk.
It will exist, and it will just give you a headache. It is a question that you must answer. Next up, Vampire Nocturnus.
He's making his return trip, and vampires have gotten plenty good since then, so he's the Count Chocula is back.
Yeah. Let's get an altar where he's at Chocula. Next up, Veilborn Ghoul. Four and a black for a 4/1 zombie that cannot block. Whenever a swamp enters the battlefield under your control, you may return it from your yard to your hand.
They have this thing about creatures who are, like, easy to reanimate but can't block, where they're, like, terrified of making good defensive options.
Yeah.
I really don't understand that all that much, but whatever. I guess attack with your zombie. He's okay. Not great. I mean, he doesn't stem the bleeding from the aggro decks.
No.
And he probably doesn't aggro out that much himself, either.
No. Because the cost-power ratio is not in the right place. You know, I'm sort of thinking of the,
I mean, the Tundra Wolves holds him off forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Next up, Vile Rebirth. Black instant. Exile target creature card from a graveyard. Put a 2/2 black zombie creature token onto the battlefield.
I look at this, and I see 1 mana instant zombie.
Yeah, I'm like, wait.
That's
I mean,
good.
Like, a thing has to be true, but I'm paying 1 mana at instant speed for a 2/2.
I mean, just be a deck who is willing to trade off creature cards, and then you're like, oh, but by the way, I now have a zombie.
Like,
yeah. This is great.
My eyes are doing a weird thing right now. Next up, Walking Corpse.
He's a reprint and a zombie.
Yep.
We like him.
Next up, Wit's End. 5 and double black.
Also
sorcery.
A reprint.
Is it? Oh.
Yes. This Wit's End was printed in Dissension.
Huh? There you go.
Yeah, back then.
Next
this
up,
one,
Zathrid Gorgon.
Nicole Bull is on it.
Is that a reprint?
No, Zathrid Gorgon is new.
5 and a black for a 3/6 Gorgon with, you guessed it, Death Touch. 2 and a black tap. Put a petrification counter on target creature. It gains defender and becomes a colorless artifact in addition to its other types. Its activated abilities can't be activated.
I am already bored. Okay, look, this is a good, efficient, powerful creature and all that, but it has too much text.
It does have a lot of text because they have to explain what getting petrified is, because that's not a
petrification counter, and defender, wait, is it... can I act... no, it's a color... but it's an artifact, and so I can shatter it. And it's colorless, so can we just... I really wish we could, like, have her pay a higher cost to, like, kill the creature instead of all that shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after they remove the petrification counter, it still has all of those other properties, because the two are not dependent.
Oh, so, yeah, the petrification counter is just this handy reminder.
Yeah, it's just there to remind you.
Goofy! Zombie Goliath. Yes.
Yep. He's a reprint. I'd play him.
Alright. On to red?
On to the red cards.
Number 1, Ohm's Dealer. 2 in a red, 1/1 Goblin Rogue. 1 in a red, sack a goblin. Ohm's Dealer deals 4 damage to target creature.
He's pretty good. He's like a kill spell.
Yep.
He, in some circumstances, is like multiple kill spells. So, I'll take him. He's quite good.
Seems okay. Next up, Blade Tusk Boar. I'm happy.
A reprint, and a powerful one.
Yes. Next up, oh, it's the Canyon Minotaur.
Which I guess is the new Hill Giant.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Next up, Chandra the Firebrand.
Chandra's new iteration from last year.
Yep.
And, you know, still around, still pretty good.
Still functions.
She's down to the, like, $5 and $6 range, which I'm kind of sad because I traded
everyone hates
for
her
at 12. I don't know why. She's very good.
People float around as being the worst walker.
They're idiots. Nissa Ravain exists. Who else is really bad? We had that whole diatribe about terrible planeswalkers. Tybalt, the fiend-blooded, exists.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What I'm saying is this code can kill a creature.
I'm mad all of a sudden. Let's move on.
Chandra's fury at being called the worst walker for an event instant. 4 damage to target player and 1 damage to each creature that player controls.
Take that, jerk. Blammo.
Blammo.
It's an instant, too, and it kills a bunch of 1 toughness guys.
Yep.
Man, this land is kind of hostile to 1 toughness guys. We've got to watch out for
and
that.
And it should be. Kill. Next up, Cleaver Riot. For an event sorcery, creatures you control gain double strike until end of turn.
And this is Red's take on an overrun effect.
Yes.
Which...
Oh, why couldn't you be instant? Good. Because then you'd be nuts.
No, I mean, Cleaver Riot is fine. It's basically an overrun. Combat is going to be nightmarish for your opponent after you cast Cleaver Riot. You want 1 Cleaver Riot in your deck. Cleaver Riot is good.
I like the flavor text.
For once. Cut twice.
Simple and to the point. Next up, Crater Eyes. 3 in red, sorcery, blow up a land.
Oh, so this is where that mono went. I'll explain that in a minute. Let's move on.
Next up, Crimson Muckwader. 1 in a red for a 2-1 lizard. +1/+1 if you have a swamp. 2 in a black regenerate.
Part of that domain plan of yours, huh?
Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, he is rather good. Starts life as a goblin piker, and possibly much more than that, so we like him.
Next up, Dragon Hatchling. I want to say I've seen him before.
No, he's new.
1 in a red for an 0-1 dragon with flying and fire breathing.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Let's quickly check that. I mean, there have been lots of things that have been really close to this, but he is all new. Yeah. This is exactly the kind of card that I want to see Red get from now on, actually. Because Red should get flying at... Red needs help, alright? It needs more power. It's not very powerful, it's the weakest color, and has been for a very long time. And they do things that make Red worse. They don't give it enough mechanics, and they give it the poorer share of the few mechanics that it gets. So having an aggressive flying creature in Red... he's very good. That's good for the color. Like Dragon Hatchling.
Next up, Fervor.
A reprint.
Next up, Fire Elemental.
Also a reprint. And I'm sad to see that the art no longer features a woman made of lava, but...
That's probably for the best.
It probably is.
Next up, Firewing Phoenix.
All new.
3 in a red, 4-2 Flying Phoenix. 1 in triple red... back from your yard to your hand.
This is one of the worst Phoenixes.
I miss Chandra's Phoenix.
You know why?
Why is it the worst?
Doesn't have haste.
Oh!
Where is that missing word?
I'm so used to assuming it's there that I don't even look for it.
Yeah. Hey, Phoenixes should do like flying haste. That's how the word sounds. It's like such and such Phoenix flying haste.
And then some way to get it back.
It's miserable. What an awful card.
Next up, Flames of the Firebrand. I mean, Oak Lightning. It's Oak Lightning.
It's Arc Lightning, and Arc Lightning is very good. And this is more 1 toughness hostility.
Next up, Furnace Whelp.
A reprint, and again, glad to see Red getting this combination of abilities. It's good.
Whelp. Furnace. Next up, Goblin Arsonist. Yeah,
I'm glad that he's probably going to be around forever. He's the like archetypical 1 mana red creature.
Goblin Battle Jester. 3 in a red for a 2-2 Goblin Battle Jester. Whenever you cast a red spell, target creature can't block this turn.
Well, the name is really stupid, but his effect is kind of good.
I remember when we discuss Tybalt, I'm like, why can't he just make target creature not block? You know, that's a fair little mini effect.
Yeah, I mean,
and here, they go
cast
and
your
prove
red
it
creature pre-combat, and then combat gets better for you. And he's a creature, so he can attack.
Yeah.
So he's like a better version of that stupid enchantment from above. But, the one with Exalted.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like that.
Next up, Hamlet Bat Goliath.
A reprint and the top end of everybody.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Always the biggest. Next up, Kindled Fury.
Pretty sure this is a reprint. I remember that illustration, if nothing else, because I despise it.
Yeah, kind of bad. Next up, Krenko, Mob Boss. 2 red for a legendary goblin warrior clocking in at 3/3. Tap him to put X 1/1 red goblin creature tokens onto the battlefield, where X is the number of goblins you control.
If you had some way to easily untap him, this guy would be bonkers. But without that,
Intruder Alarm?
He's just, well, for the trivial example, sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean in, like, the set. If we could draft the plan around him, like, pick up Krenko and then pick up, like, Freed from the Real or something.
Yeah.
Then that would be pretty good. But as it stands, he's not all that great.
No.
I mean, I'd probably first pick him. If the pack is weak, I'd first pick him. And, you know, he's a hill giant
with upside.
So he's doable. Yeah.
Next up, Krenko's Command. 1 red sorcery. Get 2 1/1 red goblin creature tokens.
It's an okay spell. The goblins are exactly as they seem.
Yes. Next up, Magma Quake. X and 2 red instant. X damage to each creature without flying and each planeswalker.
Well, that's kind of janky, but there have been a lot of decks out there that kind of want to have 2 or more planeswalkers on the battlefield, and this lets you kill both of them. And that's pretty important. It's good that this spell exists. Moreover, this is an instant.
Yes.
What the hell?
Eat shit.
By the way, end of turn, I kill creatures.
Quake for 3. Giant lava middle finger up from the ground and spreads over your side of the board. I love it.
Next up.
Mark of Mutiny.
A reprint.
That's our threaten effect for the set.
That's our threaten. It's at uncommon, so there's no, like, common level plan where we get Bloodthrown Vampire and threaten effects and just go nuts. Kind of sad.
Next up, Mindclaw Shaman. 4 red, 2/2 Viashino Shaman. Okay, sure, Viashino can be in the set. When it enters the battlefield, target opponent reveals his or her hand. You may cast an instant or sorcery from there without paying its mana cost.
Also, pretty much slated for EEH and not going to make it into anywhere else.
Yeah. Wacky and fun!
Don't
Wacky.
Run this card.
That's red's color identity, just like blue's is being too good. Next up, Mog Flunkies!
Oh wow, they reprinted Mog Flunkies?
I love them.
That's crazy. Oh my god, that's a draft plan right there.
Yeah, just
like pick up
Mog
unlimited
flunkies.
Number of Mog Flunkies. Wow. They're also a goblin, by the way, even though they look kind of weird.
It's Mog. Mog. I remember the Mog. Those were my first goblins, actually.
Oh, the Mogs? Huh.
I think so. They were very close to my first goblins. What were the goblins in Mercadia?
Kieran.
Yeah.
The Kyren or Kieran.
But Mogs were in Urza's block, which was my actual first block.
Mm-hmm.
Kieran goblin's way too smart. Reckless Brute! Is he new?
He's new.
2 red, 3/1 Ogre Warrior with haste. Attacks each turn if able. Get in. Get in. Get in.
He attacks. With haste.
With haste
the only way you will ever make this guy block is if you play him second main.
Yep.
And then, yeah.
Next up is Reverberate.
A reprint.
Yep.
It's good to see, like... Yeah, this is Fork, basically. It's good to see Red still gets that, but that's about it.
Yep. Next up, Rummaging Goblin. 2 red for a 1/1 Goblin Rogue. Tap and discard a card to draw a card. Tooling.
The placement of that colon really... Really bugs me, and I think we had it out about like looting and
why
tooling.
Can't it be draw a card when you're hellbent? Why not? Is that so good, Wizards?
That's too good, right? Because red is supposed to be awful, right? Well, fuck you. Fucking hate that. I cannot stand it. Stupid-ass Rummaging Goblin. He's actually good. He's a fine card.
Yes.
But I absolutely hate that they made that ability work that way, and it's going to be that way for years because they've, like, decided. So fuck off. Oh, I hate them.
Next up, Searing Spear.
Lightning Bolt, but worse.
Blur. Next up, Slumbering Dragon. Here's a guy. Red for a 3-3 dragon with flying that can't attack or block unless it has 5 or more +1/+1 counters on it. When a creature attacks you or a walker you control, it gets a +1/+1 counter. It's coming.
Yeah, if only we had a way of, like, secretly putting +1/+1 counters on something.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a deck that has this guy and then, what's it called? You know, that big stupid green spell that is more powerful than it should be?
Increasing Savagery?
Increasing Savagery. That would be pretty good. Oh, and he keeps growing after he wakes up.
Yes. So he still gets mad.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a fine card. It's not, like, super powerful. It's pretty much balanced for limited.
Yep.
And probably not going to be anywhere near constructed.
Probably not.
Yeah, because by the time he wakes up, they're going to have murdered him already.
Yeah.
Yeah. We kind of need our creatures to do things right away.
Next up, Smelt.
It's new.
Red instant destroy target artifact.
I wonder where that one mana went. Well, anyway. Moving on.
I broke it. Next up, look out everyone, it's Thundermaw Hellkite. 3 and double red for a 5/5 dragon with flying and haste. When it enters the battlefield, it deals 1 damage to each creature with flying your opponent's control. Tap those creatures. Fuck you, I'm red, I get damage in.
Yeah.
Get out of my fucking way, my name is Thundermaw Hellkite.
That's pretty serious. I mean, creatures with reach aren't affected, but...
Yeah.
No one plays creatures with reach.
No one plays that. I really like it because it says, no, idiot with blockers, I get damage in.
Yeah.
I'm red.
For that, it's pretty crazy. He's absurdly efficient for his size and cost and everything.
Could actually
he's
potentially
going to be quite
murder
real
shit.
He's going to be quite real for quite a long time. You'll see him in limited, you'll see him in constructed. He's very, very good.
I like him because, dude, I mean, I wish it didn't have to go up to mythic for Red to be able to say, like, no, fuck your plan, I am dealing damage to you.
Yeah.
If we could get that at lower rarities, that would be great. Just give him the big old middle finger. Next up, Torch Fiend! Woo!
Yeah, Torch Fiend is now our, what's it called?
Piker?
Manic Vandal.
Oh, Manic Vandal, yeah.
But he's at uncommon instead of common, which I don't like as much. Then again, we don't have Juggernaut in this set, so maybe that's okay.
Next up, Trumpet Blast!
Pretty sure that's a reprint.
Next up, Turn to Slag!
Whoa, what the hell is that doing here?
I don't know, but I like it. I am a fan.
When did Turn to Slag get into this set? That is... What? That's just fucking weird. I mean, I'll play it, but I don't understand why it's there.
Maybe now... Maybe the 5-mana kill spell is now in Red's color identity.
What? I didn't know that we suddenly had to compare all creature sizes for whether or not they would survive Turn to Slag.
Blech.
I guess there's so far
none of them.
One
fuck
creature.
You.
No. There was a 6 toughness
creature.
Yeah.
But you don't want to kill
couple,
that anyway.
There are a couple of 6 toughness creatures. Turn to Slag? What the hell?
I love it. Next up. Volcanic Geyser.
Definitely a reprint.
Volcanic Strength.
Also a reprint.
Wall of Fire.
That one's a reprint, too.
Wild Guess.
That's new.
Double red sorcery. As an additional cost to cast Wild Guess, discard a card. Draw 2 cards.
Shoving it down our throats, this is a thing that Red gets to do now. Why this one had to cost red, I will never understand. I don't think... It's just...
They hate you.
They just want Red to be terrible.
Yeah. That's color identity, because it opposes blue, the color of being great and
right,
smart.
This compares to black's blood thing. Sign in blood. Yeah, yeah. This is the sign in blood. This is not sign in blood.
Sign in blood. One sign in blood can kill someone.
Ugh. And finishing up red.
Finishing red, world fire. 6, triple red, sorcery. Exile all permanents. Exile all cards from all hands and graveyards. Each player's life total becomes 1.
I perversely like this spell. This is great.
This is... No. No.
End it now.
Yes. This is activating danger mode.
Like, let the bombs decide.
Yes. This is...
No permanents. No cards in hands and graveyards.
Box only. Final destination.
First one to draw, like, a raging goblin and a mountain wins. I love it.
I love it.
That said, it's a plant for EDH. It's going into Commander, and it's going to be an EDH spell
it's
and
gonna
not
be
work
good.
Anywhere else. And it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Worldfire.
Do we want to move to green now?
I think we do. Let's finish it up.
All right. First up in green, Acidic Slime. A reprint, but a good one.
Yep.
Arbor Elf.
Also again, a reprint. I'm surprised that they put this in instead of Llanowar Elves. I guess it was finally time to take those guys out or something. Yes.
Bond Beetle.
Ooh.
Green for an 0-1 insect. When it enters the battlefield, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature.
He's giving them a hat? Where'd he get it?
He's the hat.
But he still lives.
Yes.
So maybe he,
it's
like, sheds a skin or something?
Bug fight. Look at that. Cool-looking beetle. Thanks, John Avon, for that cool-looking beetle.
He's a pretty good little guy. I would not be sad to have a bunch of these in my deck, actually.
Next up, Boundless Realms. 6 and a red for a... 6 and a
and
green.
A green!
For a sorcery. Search your library for up to X basic land cards, where X is the number of lands you control, and put them onto the battlefield tapped, then shuffle.
Okay. I guess this is supposed to be for EDH, but EDH already has better spells than that for what it's doing, so
exactly.
I don't really understand where this could ever
also
be cast.
Green is good at having mana that isn't lands.
Yeah. That's just kind of bad.
Kind of bad. Next
I
up,
don't
Bountiful
understand where it could ever
Harvest.
Be played. That's a reprint.
Reprint. Next up, Centaur Courser reprint.
Also a reprint.
Deadly Recluse.
Reprint.
Duskdale Worm.
Still reprint.
Elder Scale Worm!
This one's new.
4 and triple green, which is to say 7 mana, for a 7/7 worm. When Elder Scale Worm enters the battlefield, if your life total is less than 7, your life total becomes 7. As long as you have 7 or more life, damage that would reduce your life total to less than 7 reduces it to 7 instead. 7/7/7/7/7/7/7. Seems alright.
No, he's really good.
Like, and good body, Bizarro Worship effect.
He's the kind of thing you want to pay 7 mana for. And yeah. It's a clever design in that, like, all of the numbers are the same, so it's easier to remember. And you don't have to, like, think about, you know, what... If each one of these numbers was different, it would be impossible to remember.
No, but you just know he's the 7 worm.
He's the 7 worm.
So you pay 7 for your 7/7 that puts you at 7 and keeps you at 7.
It's a clever tactic. And he has trample, too, so he's a very good creature.
You beat your face in.
Yeah.
Next up, Elvish Archdruid.
A reprint.
Elvish Visionary.
Also a reprint. Interesting Farseed. That it's here. We'll talk about Elvish Visionary and Bond Beetle a little later.
Oh, yeah. Farseek.
A reprint from Ravnica.
Flinthoof Boar. Yeah. 1 and a green for a 2/2 boar. Gets +1/+1 as long as you control a mountain. Red to give it haste. Until
what a happy looking guy.
Yeah, he's like, yeah! Because he just lit something on fire.
Like all of the other... Wow, that's kind of strange. Why does he have fire? Well, whatever. Maybe that's what's giving him haste.
Yeah.
I mean, he starts life as a grizzly bear, which is very good, and then he gets better. He's good.
Turns into a crude ape.
Yeah.
If he gets haste, that's nice, but I'm okay without it.
I mean, a 3 mana 3/3 with haste is called... Oh, what's Goblin Siege Gang? No. Boggart Ram Gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ram Gang.
Those guys are alright.
Alright, then we got Fog and...
Yeah, Fog.
Fungal Sprouting, I think, is new.
It is new.
3 and a green for a sorcery. You get X11 saplings, where X is the greatest power among creatures you control.
Okay, so 4. That's pretty much it. We're controlling for this to make, like, 3 or 4 saplings. Yeah.
And in that case, you know, that's alright.
That's pretty good. I liked Captain's Call for that same reason.
Yep.
And this sort of works with that.
Mm. Has potential to be idiotic.
Yeah, it can be just totally silly in the late game. You already have your worm down, but the board is still stalled because they have, like, a first striking death toucher or something. And then, well, I'll just make, you know, 7,
make, like,
9.
8 dies, whatever, yawn. Okay, your turn. Then we got, Gurk number 5.
Big Daddy Green.
Gurk Primal Hunter is just as sick nasty as he's always been.
Yep.
And Gurk's Pack Leader.
Yeah, making the return trip.
Ground Seal.
Ground Seal is a reprint. It's strange. Kind of useless. I don't know why they've put it back, but whatever.
1 Woolly Beast Tracker.
This is new.
This is new. 1 in double green for a 2/1 human scout. When it enters the battlefield, search your library for a creature card with Death Touch, Hexproof, Reach, or Trample, and reveal it, shuffle your library, and put that card on top of it.
What a waste of a card.
Ugh. Sort of neat, in the sense that it's like, these are things that green likes to have on its creatures, things that make creatures green. And then it's, but on top.
Oh, but they all but said, search for a green creature and put it on top.
Yeah.
And so they've used a ton of words to say something that could be accomplished with relatively few.
That's true.
Also made it ambiguous because anybody who, like, pumps for trample or haste or something doesn't count.
Yes.
They have to have that text on their card. Or else. And this is just the worst possible implementation. And he doesn't even put it in your hand. It goes on top of the library. Get out of here.
Get out. Naturalize. Plummet.
Yeah, both reprints.
Predatory Rampage.
Thing. This is new.
3 and double green sorcery. Creatures you control get +3/+3 until end of turn. Each creature your opponents control blocks this turn if able.
Yikes.
So this is how you wipe out the enemy team if you're green. You say, yeah. My guys are huge and eat all of your guys. Boars, 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 boars.
This is really, really good. This is first pick material.
Yes.
And you probably want one in every green deck that you ever had, and you wouldn't be sad to have 2.
Oh, yeah. Because this is murder. Death. Murder, death. Yeah. Prey upon his back.
Hopefully for a long time, green needs something like this.
Green should be allowed to do this. This is fair. I have my big 8/8.
Fight
he just
me.
Walks over and kicks your wizard in the teeth. What
Fight
is your
me.
Wizard hiding behind?
Fight
no,
me.
Your wizard is dead.
My Fight
me. My boar gored him with his tusks. Primal Hunt Beast is our next card. 3 and a green for a 3/3 beast with hexproof.
Hey, Hill Giant with
Hexproof.
Green I'll take
gets
it.
That at common. I am
good.
Happy to play this.
No, this is much better than the, like, Sacred Wolf or whatever that we used to get.
Definitely better than that. Primordial Hydra's reprint.
He's a reprint. Quirion
Dryad? Quirion Dryad?
I always say Quirion.
Quirion? Reprint?
She's a reprint.
Next card is a reprint. Let's talk about
let's
it
Let's actually
anyway.
Talk about it.
Rancor!
Freaking
green,
Rancor.
Aura, enchant creature. Enchanted creature gets +2/+0 and has trample. When Rancor is put into a graveyard from the battlefield, return Rancor to its owner's hand.
This is going to be quite real for quite a long time. This goes directly into constructed magic and doesn't leave until the set leaves. This is very, very powerful.
Rancor is good.
It's very
Play.
Good.
Is this first pickable? Maybe.
Absolutely, this is first pickable.
Probably.
This
Let's
is
go with probably
good.
Somewhere into yes.
Yeah.
This is a power uncommon.
If you play with this card once, you will understand what I'm talking about.
Yes.
If someone plays this card against you once, you'll understand what I mean. Rancor is incredibly powerful.
It is just...
It's like making all of your creatures better and drawing you cards. Yes. But all of the cards that you draw deal damage to your opponent. It's very
yes.
good. I'm astonished that they brought this back.
Auras are good again. is good again.
Yeah, this aura is good again. Yeah. I haven't seen any.
Next is Ranger's Path.
Yeah, it's,
It's close to something,
I'm pretty sure this is new.
3 and a green sorcery, search your library for up to 2 forest cards, put them in the battlefield tapped, shuffle.
Double rampant growth. Although, just forced forests, so maybe not.
Maybe not.
Oh man, this is, so many things just saying like, swamp and forest and stuff. Yeah, Ravnica definitely has the duels.
Right.
They wouldn't do that casually.
They wouldn't mess with us. Next is Revive.
Revive is a reprint. This got
yep.
got printed in Mercadian Masks or something.
Looks like it, actually.
Yeah.
Roaring Primadox.
He's new.
3 and a green for a 4/4 beast. At the beginning of your upkeep, return a creature you control to its owner's hand.
And he's kind of good. Wow! So,
4/4 is just the efficiency.
Yeah, let's go back and talk for a second about Elvish Visionary and Bond Beetle.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a plan behind this guy.
So you drop one of those early on, and suddenly you're bouncing something that's cheap that you want to keep casting.
Yeah.
That seems like a possible plan.
This is a real plan, because all of the pieces start out okay and then get crazy good.
Yeah.
By himself, Roaring Primadox is okay. If you're just, like, recasting your Arbor Elf or whatever again and again, that's fine. You're keeping a big ol' 4/4 around. And when he becomes problematic, you just have him return himself, and then your board is whatever's left over.
Yeah. Next up, Sentinel Spider.
We hate you.
We hate you. Why are you here? You ruined the set. You made the set wrong. We can't play Magic anymore.
Yeah.
Because you had to be here.
Let's have it out.
3 and a green, 4/4 spider with vigilance.
3 and double green, sir. He's
3 and double green. See? I'm thinking what I want to be real. 3 and double green for a 4/4 spider with vigilance and reach.
And he's the reason why we don't get Giant Spider.
We don't get Giant Spider.
Giant Spider and Sentinel Spider can't live in the same set. And now we have this. Giant Spider, you understand, has been in every single core set up to this one. It is the only card that had that honor. In M12, it was the only card that had consistently been in the core set since Alpha. And now it is gone.
Gone
for this.
Fuck you!
This waste.
Fuck you!
Unbelievable. This is so awful. Like, it's not even good. Like, if it were replaced by something that was, like, at the same cost and, you know, like, kind of good and still felt like a spider, that would be one thing. This feels like a fake-ass Sarah Angel.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, it's Sarah Angel in green.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It doesn't evade. Screw off. This is... ugh. For this, we lose the legacy of Giant Spider.
Okay, here's what we do. We just errata this to be Giant Spider.
It's Giant Spider.
We'll just before we start drafting, just so everyone knows, Sentinel Spider is actually Giant Spider.
It's actually Giant Spider, you know, to block all those crawl worms that we don't need to block.
Yeah. Next up, Serpent's Gift.
Yeah. Era has ended. Oh, this is new, actually.
2 and a green, instant target creature gains death touch until end of turn.
Yeah, because there's the Necrotic Bite, which is better than this, and there's Laced with Moonglove, or Lace with Moonglove or something, and that's better than this. Basically, every other version of this spell that's ever existed is better than this. It's kind of bad, is what I'm saying.
Next up, Silk Lash Spider.
It's a reprint.
Now this, I'm okay as having, like, another spider around, because he's different.
And you know, he and Giant Spider could live in the same set.
Yes.
And also, this guy is, like, really big and powerful and cool, and he survives Turn to Slag, which I guess I have to start saying again.
Yes. He feels different weird. Enough that they can and whatever. But reprint, you know, reprint. Does its job, hates outflyers. Next up, Spiked Baloth.
Pretty sure he's new.
3 and a green, 4/2 beast with trample. We have another Baloth. Spiked is now an adjective.
It technically is. Baloths spiked can be. Baloths can be spiked.
They have Virgin Baloth and Spiked Baloth.
At the moving bar, on.
At our Magic the Gathering theme.
Moving bar. On.
Thragtusk. Oh yeah. It's Thragtusk,
it's
baby.
Thragtusk.
4 and a green for a 5/3 beast. When he enters the scene, you gain 5, baby. When he checks out for the day, put a 3/3 green beast token from his entourage onto the battlefield.
Right. This is when he enters or leaves the battlefield do these things trigger, so it doesn't matter where he's going or why he left.
Restoration Angel.
Yeah. This guy is going to be bonkers. He goes directly into Constructed. He's powerful and limited. He's very, very powerful in general, and you're going to be seeing a lot of him.
If you resolve him, you are doing well.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. He's kind of boring from there, but sometimes things are just powerful. And sort of, this is what this guy
in
is.
In some ways of a Palaka Worm for just like a green creature that's just good to resolve.
Yeah. My god, was Palaka Worm good.
I fought past it once and it felt good. Next up, Timberpack Wolf. 1 and a green for a 2/2 wolf. Timberpack Wolf gets +1/+1 for each other creature you control named Timberpack Wolf. Timberpack Wolf.
Timberpack Wolf.
Grizzly Bear?
Well, and also a better Relentless Rats?
You can't have an infinite number.
Well, that's true. I mean, play as many of these as you get, really.
It is a better Grizzly Bear.
Starts out as Grizzly Bear, which is fine, and then gets much, much better. So that's good. So play him. That's about it.
Yep. Then we got Titanic Growth and Vastwood Gorger.
Both reprints.
Yeva, Nature's Herald. 2 and double green for a 4/4 legendary elf shaman with flash. You may cast green creature cards as though they had flash.
Flash! Gotta flash! Yeva is going to make a splash. She's good enough to play in limited, so just, like, take
just
her and
play her as a 4/4 flash.
Yeah, 4 power toughness for 4 is just good. And then she has flash, which is good. And then she has this other ability that's, you know, sometimes relevant. So, yes. Powerful. Good. And then she's going to make it into Constructed, where, you know, all of your green creatures are suddenly surprises.
Like Thragtusk!
Oh, man.
Pretty strong. Yeah. And lastly in green, we have Yeva's Force Mage. 2 and a green for a 2/2 elf shaman. When Yeva's Force Mage enters the battlefield, target creature gets +2/+2 until end of turn.
Well, he's not bad. I mean, I will play as many Grey Ogres as I get.
Grey Ogre
really,
because
I have no shame.
Silliness.
Yeah, and then he makes your 1/1 or whatever into a real attacker.
Green can just play like Grizzly Bears and Grey Ogres and Hill Giants all day in this set, it looks like.
Yeah, seriously.
Basic correct creatures. Also, Flavor Text mentions Ravnica. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more.
Yeah. Okay, there's one green creature that I won't play. Let's see. Yeah, there's only one. Wow. It's the stupid Wanvuli Beast Tracker.
Well, I thought you were going to say Sentinel Spider.
Why would I say that? I would always play Giant Spider.
Oh, of course. We both would play Giant Spider, Kaz.
We would play Giant Spider all day long. I mean, they put Pillarfield Ox in the set just to play counter to him. We have some more cards, actually.
Other cards.
But not many more.
Oh, Nikki, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Nikki.
Oh.
The Planeswalker has been reprinted.
He is here. He's the first time a multicolored card has appeared in a core set. And he's taking a return trip from Planar Chaos. Wait, not Planar Chaos. The other one. Conflux.
Yeah, Conflux.
That's where he was. And here he is, and here he remains. That said, 8 is a lot in Limited.
He doesn't... Yeah, but he also in Limited says, I win the game.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I'd be on that plan. I'd shamelessly do that. Like, Sealed, and then you open that, it's like, oh, I don't care what else is happening. I'm doing it. This is too much fun. And then you, like, do it, and then you're like, yeah, steal creature. Yeah, destroy that. Yeah.
Yes. Also, got Akuma's Memorial getting a reprint.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting choice, and one that we'll have to deal with, I'm sure.
Yes. First new card is one I actually like a lot. Hmm. It's the Chronomaton. 1 mana for a 1/1 artifact creature golem. 1 tap, put a +1/+1 counter on Chronomaton. Chronomaton.
What does it take for something to be a damn construct? Why is he a golem?
Basically,
this is an obvious construct.
The rule is that, like, if you look like a person, you're a golem.
He has a little wind-up thing in his back. Golems
work. Yeah,
he has
a back. He's a person, therefore a golem.
Golems work with words in their head.
This
guy has a wind-up thing.
The words. Because I know how golems work because I am the kind of guy who knows how golems work.
Yeah, that's fair. But whatever. As a car, as mechanics, he's interesting. He's like, absolutely, I would play this turn one in any limited deck and be like,
it's definitely what I like out of my one drops, which is to say, a bigger creature.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, most of the time he's just going to be like, turn one, this guy, turn two, nothing else going on, I build him. Turn three, I have other stuff to do, I attack with my 2/2.
Yeah.
So he's basically a grizzly bear.
But he gives you that choice.
He's a grizzly bear that can also, like, get better than that. And a lot better.
He can just get bigger to break the stall.
Yeah.
He just gets bigger. Next up, Clock of Omens.
A reprint.
Also, Door to Nothingness.
Also a reprint, also really rad.
Yeah,
get the door.
You get the plane...
Like, this is never going to happen. No one is ever going to be able to get this to work in anywhere.
Yes.
But the fact that it exists is cool, and having something that you activate that says, target player loses the game, is too cool to not do, so I'm glad to see it come back.
Also digging the art.
Like,
oh my god, what is that man doing to the dimensions? Lol, Placey. Elixir of Immortality is reprint, but probably good to have around. Gem of Becoming.
That's new.
3 mana for your artifact, 3 tap sacrifice. Search your library for an island, swamp, and mountain. Reveal them, put them into your hand, shuffle your library.
So they want you to be able to cast Nicol Bolas.
Yes.
That's basically why this
exists. It's sort of weird that it's like... Yeah, I guess it makes sense that it's in here with Nikki, but it is sort of weird for that to exist just on its own.
Yeah, on its own it doesn't make any damn sense
at all. Wacky. Gilded Lotus. Balls!
A reprint and a pretty serious addition to Standard.
Yeah.
I mean, being able to, as a control deck, you know, get to 5, cast this, and have your Dissipate mana open.
Yes.
Is like, oh!
This.
Oh. And from then on, you just have, like,
it just because, oh, it costs 5 mana. No.
Ew,
no.
Boy.
Okay.
Boy, you're gonna be sad about that.
What?
I you're gonna be sad about that estimation of the card if you think it's unplayable at 5.
Shit.
This is playable at 5.
Jayamde Tomb, Kite Sail, Phyrexian Hulk.
Okay, Kite Sail is equipment, so we do have some equipment.
Yeah.
Phyrexian Hulk is coming back.
Primal Clay.
Wow.
Then we get to a nice little cycle, starting off with the Ring of Evos Isle. 2 mana for equipment. Pay 2 for equipped creature gains hexproof until end of turn. At the beginning of your upkeep, put a +1/+1 counter on equipped creature. If it's blue, equip it for 1.
So all of the rings have that clause to them, where it's like,
if I am the correct
upkeep,
color, I get a counter, pay
2,
equip 1.
Yeah. So that's common throughout them.
Yes. And for that reason, I'm going to be shortening my descriptions of the rest.
Yeah, the thing is that... Right. Okay, well, so we can think about the ability itself. Pumping Hexproof is alright.
But you're already paying. Like,
yeah.
If it was just hexproof, it would probably be too strong.
Probably.
Next up, Ring of Colonia, the green version that gives trample.
Yeah, and it's not pumped trample, it just plain old has trample.
Has trample. Seems pretty good.
Yeah, this one is rather good.
This is what
good.
Green wants to happen, is to grow its creatures and to have give them trample.
Even on a non-green creature, 2 mana equip 1 trample is pretty good.
Yep. White version, Vigilance.
Terrible!
Red version, Haste.
Excellent!
Black version, Pay 2 to Regenerate.
Janky!
Wacky!
But this one probably makes the most... No, Ring of Valkis is the best. The red thing. Haste.
Yoga Flame.
One mana equipped for haste, that's very good. Yes. Like, every new creature that you play is suddenly, like, getting in there.
Yes.
God, that is good. The Ring of Valkis is head and shoulders above the rest.
Colonia comes close.
It does.
Because Trample...
But only because Trample is the best evasion ability. Yeah.
Then we got... Next up is the Sands of Delirium. 3 mana artifact, X tap, target player mills X.
Huh. Haven't we had a better version of this like a million times over?
Don't know.
Like any given millstone is better than this. Well, actually, wait, this is strictly better than millstone because it... Okay. Any... Okay, you got me there. I'm going to stop talking about the silly mill plan.
Blah, blah, blah. Next up, Staff of Nin. 6 mana artifact. At the beginning of your upkeep, draw a card. Tap to ping target creature or player for 1.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not the kind of thing I want to top out on in Limited, but it's not bad.
Nin being a callback to the Commander's supplements.
Nin, the pain artist, who likes... pinging and drawing cards.
Stuffy Doll is back!
Stuffy Doll, woo! Worth mentioning that the new illustration is thousands of times worse than the original.
Yes. It tries too hard to be menacing and has that skull there. Like, No. The whole point is that it seems, like, completely innocent. But it's this unsolvable... entity that just keeps haunting you. What is this strange looking figurine doing in my house? Like, that's what the art should be, is the figurine.
Yeah.
You throw it down the disposal, it just comes back. Tormod's Crypt is back.
Tormod's Crypt is back, and that's really cool.
New card Trading Post is kinda neat. 4 mana artifact, 1 tap discard a card, gain 4 life. 1 tap, pay 1 life, put a 0/1 white goat creature token onto the battlefield. 1 tap, sacrifice a creature to return target artifact card from your graveyard to your hand. 1 tap, sacrifice an artifact to draw a card.
This thing just has too many abilities to be bad.
Yeah.
It lets you.
I like the second one.
One resource for another. You just want to make goats.
Want a goat?
Yeah.
I want a goat.
So basically, if you have any other way of adding any resource at all, life, goats, artifacts, or cards, then you have a way of getting more.
Yes.
You know? So, this is good. And it's also good that, balanced, I should say, that they make every exchange happen only once and cost a mana.
Yes.
So mana and the tapping of this thing is not... factored into... It's not a resource for a trade. That's the act of trading. This is a really good card.
I like it a lot.
It's neat.
I think I'll pick it highly, actually.
I think I would, too. I would be happy putting this in any limited deck at all.
It does something that you want to do.
Mm-hmm. For pretty cheap, too.
Yeah. Next up, Cathedral of War. Land enters the battlefield tapped. Exalted, tap it for 1 colorless.
Pretty straightforward. Pretty crazy! Wow! A land that adds to your power and toughness.
Exalto land! Nutty!
Exalto trampolino.
Dragon Skull Summit is back. We're getting that whole cycle buddy lands.
Yeah, that one's probably never leaving the core set. Like, unless they put the enemy version in.
Yeah.
Sometime or other, that might bump it out.
That might
but
do it.
For now, it's going to be...
I'm a fan of the Buddylands.
Dragon
they
Skull Summit,
fair,
Drowned
they
Catacomb,
seem
Glacial Fortress, Rootbound Crag, and Sunpetal Grove.
Yep. Basically. Evolving Wilds is back?
Evolving Wilds is back, and probably has bumped off Terramorphic Expanse for the go-to name for this card for... forever, basically.
Yeah. New land, though. Hellion Crucible.
Yes.
Tap for one. One in a red tap. Put a pressure counter on Hellion Crucible.
Pressure.
One in a red tap and remove two pressure counters from Hellion Crucible and sacrifice it. Put a 4/4 red Hellion creature token with haste onto the battlefield.
Yes. We like this. This is a pretty good card for red. Unless you get more out of your land. It's not that bad. The thing is, it lets you use your land for something else.
That's true.
So it effectively crams more spells into your deck. And that's good.
I'm still not super excited about it. Prove me wrong, Cass.
Fine. I will crush you with a red deck.
Okay. Reliquary Tower is back. And that's it.
That's pretty much it. So yeah, that's the set.
So in conclusion, M13 is a bad set because it has the wrong spider in it.
Yeah. What the hell? What else? Exalted is in the wrong color and in the right color.
Yeah. Who'd have thought?
Kind of crazy.
Cast Worldfire?
What else?
Cast Murder.
Cast Murder. Happy to see Murder.
Murder him.
Too many blue creatures are wizards. What the hell is
too many blue creatures are wizards? Too many blue creatures have their power and toughness set too high.
Yeah. They took a mana off of Shatter and put that mana into Stone Rain. And so we get Spelt and Crater Eyes. Not Spelt. Smelt.
Yeah, Spelt.
Spelt.
This is Spelt.
Turn to Slag is in this set?
I
what
love
the
it.
Hell?
That was a spell to, like, I liked a lot. You know why? Because it murdered shit and won me games.
It's here to, like, break rings and kite sails? That's so janky. What a weird choice. Like, come on, just give us the 5-mana sorcery destroy target creature already.
Wait, did Black not have a 5-mana one of those this set?
No, it had a 6-mana instant.
That's weird.
That. Yeah. It's kind of weird. But usually...
That,
yeah.
I mean, it's a core set, so when you're drafting it, things are pretty basic. Focus on just things that are efficient and just always reasonably good spells to cast. Play creatures, play kill spells.
Yeah, don't...
Play your bomb.
Don't chase after too many colors, either.
No.
Because...
This is a two-color format.
There's not a lot of... Even in green, there's not a lot of forgiveness for... Mm.
Like, you have
putting
Farseek,
on new colors.
Which
yeah,
is almost
Farseek
asking
is a,
you to splash, but...
Farseek
the Gem
is
of
about
Becoming,
it.
But that's about it.
Gem of Becoming only in those three colors, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess that would be okay in a two-color deck, because then you're getting, like, a swamp and a mountain.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. But yeah, there's not a lot of... splash opportunities.
There's not a whole lot of complexity or weird strategies going on. You basically are drafting bread. Just cast good spells to crush your opponent's skulls.
Skulls.